think to yourself that every day is your last. The hour to which you do not look forward will come as a welcome surprise. As for me, when you want a good laugh, you will find me in a fine state. Fat and sleek. A true hog of Epicurus's herd.
And we find you cribbing lines from Horace as well.
Well done, John.
I must say, Hannibal, speaking for the rest of the herd, I'm sorry, for the symphony board, that these little soirees of yours are always the highlight of our year.
You're too kind.
I do feel a bit guilty enjoying such a lovely evening when one of our musicians is still listed as a missing person.
Yes, poor fellow. Shall I confess something wicked? I can't help feeling just the tiniest bit, well, relieved. Mm. It sounds awful, I know, but let's face it, so does the man's playing.
Oh. Hannibal, confess. What is this divine-looking amuse-bouche?
If I tell you, I'm afraid you won't even try. Oh. Bon appétit.
Bon appétit.
Special Agent Graham. What an unexpected pleasure.
I'm sorry to bother you again, Dr. Lecter. I know it's very late.
There's no bother. We're both night owls, I think. Come in, please.
Thank you.
Let me take your coat. So, what's on your mind?
We've been on the wrong track this whole time, Doctor. You and I. Our whole profile's wrong. Well, we've been looking for someone with a crazy grudge and some kind of anatomical knowledge. Decertified doctors, med school dropouts, laid off mortuary workers.
From the precision of the cuts, yes, and his choice of souvenirs.
See, that's where we're off target. He's not collecting body parts.
Then why keep them?
He's not keeping them. He's eating them. Now listen, we were at Molly's parents for New Year's, and Molly's dad was showing my son Josh how to carve a roasted chicken.
Yeah.
He said, the tenderest part of the chicken is the oysters, here on the either side of the back. I had never heard that expression before, oysters. And suddenly, I had a flash of the third victim, Darcy Taylor. She was missing flesh from her back. And then it hit me, liver, kidney, tongue, thymus. Every single victim lost some body part used in cooking.
Have you shared this with the Bureau?
I needed to see you first, but I'm right. I know I'm right. I'm starting to be able to think like this one.
It's fascinating. You know, I'd always suspected as much. You are an eye detector.
I'm not psychic, Doctor.
No. This is different. More akin to artistic imagination. You're able to assume the emotional point of view of other people, even those that might scare or sicken you. It's a troubling gift, I should think. How I'd love to get you on my couch.
Something still doesn't make sense to me. You're the best forensic psychiatrist I know. And somehow, in all our time together, this possibility never occurred to you.
I am only human. Well, perhaps I have made a mistake.
You don't strike me as a man who makes very many mistakes.
Now I'm sorry to think that I might no longer enjoy your full confidence.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm very, very tired. I almost had it.
It'll come to you. Look, why don't you come back in the morning? I'll clear some time on my schedule and then we can get started in revising our profile. Sound good?
Yeah.
Rest you and I'll get your coat. Won't be a tick. shock now. I don't want you to feel any pain. In a moment, you'll begin to be lightheaded, then drowsy. Don't resist. It's so gentle, like slipping into a warm bath. I regret it came to this war, but every game must have its ending. Remarkable boy. I do admire your courage. I think I'll eat your heart.
Hey, Dad. Someone's here.
Hey. You've got a beautiful setup here, Will.
Yeah, it's good.
You know why I'm here?
Yeah, I can guess.
How much do you know?
Just what was in the Miami Herald and the Times. Two families killed a month apart in their homes. Birmingham and Atlanta. Circumstances were similar.
Not similar, the same.
What have you kept out of the papers?
He smashed his mirrors and uses the pieces. Wears latex gloves, so we've got no prints. Size 11 shoe. He's not too comfortable with locks. Pried open a patio door in Birmingham, used a glass cutter in Atlanta. Oh, and his blood's AB positive.
Somebody hurt him?
We typed him from semen and saliva. He's a secretor. Tell me something, Will. You knew what this was. Did you ever consider picking up the phone and maybe giving me a call?
You've got all the people you need. You've got Dortmund up at Harvard. You got Bloom in Chicago.
And I've got you down here fixing fucking boat motors.
Yeah, I like fixing boat motors. I wouldn't be very useful to you anyway. I don't think about this stuff anymore.
Really? The last two we had, you caught.
Yeah, by doing the same things that you and the other guys are doing.
It's not entirely true, Will. It's the way you think.
Oh, come on. There's been a lot of bullshit about the way I think.
I've got technicians that can examine evidence, but you've got that other thing. Imagination, projection, yeah. Whatever. I know you don't like that part of it.
Yeah, you wouldn't like it either.
Freak killed the Jacobys of Birmingham on Saturday night, February 25th. Full moon. He killed the Leeds family in Atlanta a few nights ago, March 28th. That's one day short of a lunar month. So if we're lucky, we may have a little over 3 weeks before he does it again. Will, do you respect my judgment?
Yeah, of course.
I think we have a better chance to catch him fast if you help. Go to Atlanta and look. Just look. Then help me brief the locals. That's it.
Crawford is the whole damn government. What does he need you for?
He just wants me to look at some evidence, Molly. Give him another point of view. You know, it's a few days, a week maybe, and I'll be right back.
You believed that?
Yes. I mean, look, these kinds of cases come along very rarely, and I've had experience.
Yes, you have. You're paid up, Will. All of us. Even Josh.
There's a chance that I could help them save some lives. How do I say no to that? This one will never see me or know my name. I'll just help them find him. The cops will have to take him down, not me. I'll be in the back of the pack, Molly, I promise.
Never in your life. I know you.
Come on. I love you. See you in a few days. I'll call you tonight. Where's the dog? No one heard barking. There's nothing about it in the case file. The intruder enters in the dark and cuts Charles Leeds' throat. He shoots Valerie Leeds in the stomach as she's rising, disabling her but not killing her. He leaves her to watch her husband die and turns and goes down the hall. Children were still in their beds when they were shot, which might indicate that he used a silencer. He dragged the bodies into the master bedroom, but why bother? They were already dead, and none of them got the same extra attention as Mrs. Leeds. Small pieces of mirror were inserted in the orbital sockets of the victims. This occurred post-mortem. Why did you put mirrors in their eyes?
The pieces of mirror make their eyes look alive. He wanted an audience. He wanted them all lined up, watching him when he touched her. When he touched her. Touch. Talcum powder. There was talcum powder. Mrs. Leeds had traces of talcum found in her right inner thigh. A complete search of the home led to no such matching talcum in the house. You took your gloves off, didn't you, you son of a bitch? You took your gloves off, you touched her with your bare hand, and then you wiped her down. But when the gloves were off, did you open her eyes?
Crawford.
Are the Leeds bodies still at the morgue?
Yeah.
Who do we have down here that's really good with latent prints?
Atlanta PD.
But they've already printed the bodies.
Not the bodies. Tell them to check the eyes. Mrs. Leeds' eyes, even her corneas. I think he took his gloves off, Jack. I think he had to touch her.
Jesus, Will.
Gentlemen, ladies, this is what the subject's teeth looked like. The impressions came from bite marks on Mrs. Leeds. This degree of crookedness, plus the groove in this central incisor, makes his bite signature unique.
Fucking shark.
Knock it off.
We're grateful for the Bureau's involvement. They have a great deal of expertise in this area. In particular,
Investigator Graham does, isn't that right, Jack?
Yes, sir.
Anything you want to add, Mr. Graham? Why don't you come on up to the front, please?
Mrs. Leeds and Mrs. Jacoby were the primary targets. The others were killed just to complete his fantasy. Now, I know that might be hard to accept, given what you saw, but this was not random. This wasn't some killing frenzy. He was never out of control. These attacks were highly organized, the women carefully chosen. We don't know how he's choosing them or why. They lived in different states and they never met. But there is some connection. There's some common factor, and that's the key. Find out what that is, and we'll save lives. Because this one is going to go on and on until we get smart or we get lucky. He won't stop.
Why not?
Because it makes him God. Would you give that up?
You asked about the dog. Last night a vet called us. Leeds and his oldest boy brought the dog in the afternoon before they were killed. Had a puncture wound to its abdomen. Vet had to put it down.
Was the dog wearing a collar with the Leeds address on it?
No.
Did the Jacobys in Birmingham have a dog?
No dog. They found a litter box in the basement, cat droppings in it. No cat.
If the cat was attacked, the Jacobys might have buried it. Ask Birmingham to check that backyard. And tell him to use a methane probe. It's faster.
Yeah. It's for you.
Crawford. Carl, you're the light of my life. Would it hold up in court?
Okay.
Great work. They found a print on Mrs. Lee's left eye. Partial thumb.
Other than that, there's nothing else that I can tell you. Thank you very much for your time. I'm sorry I can't.
Will Graham. Remember me? Pretty Lyons. I covered the electric case for the Tattler. Did the paperback.
Yeah, I remember.
When they bring in, Will, what do you got? You think the Tooth Fairy would be an even bigger story than Lecter? I mean, he's already beaten Lecter's score.
Hey, you write lying shit, Lyons, and the Tattler is an asswipe. Stay away from me.
Get away, Lyons. How about an exclusive?
Sorry about that. That guy snuck into the hospital and took those pictures of me. You remember? With the tubes hanging out of me?
Forget that prick. Now give yourself some credit.
When we catch the Tooth Fairy, that print plus his teeth will burn him. You did that.
The evidence was there, Jack. I mean, it was right there for anybody to see.
But nobody else did. All I'm saying is that was very good work.
No, good work would be seeing it all the way through and catching the guy. And I can't do that. I did what you asked me to do. You know, I'm going home. I mean, I don't even have any idea who this guy is. You know, that stuff I just gave them was broad strokes. He's got no face to me.
That's what you said about Garrett Hobbs, remember? And you figured him out.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I was stuck on Hobbs.
No.
I had help.
From Lecter.
Yeah. Jack, don't play games with me, man. Don't do it. If there's something on your mind, come out and say it.
I'm just saying maybe we've got a resource we ought to look into.
Is that what this has been about? Have you been walking me through the rest of this just so you could ask me that?
Don't get mad at me. I'm just doing my job. If you know a better shortcut, let me know it. If you think there's any chance you'll talk to me, I'll go myself. If you tell me you can't handle it, God knows I'd understand that.
As a research subject, Lecter has proven most disappointing. He's simply impenetrable to psychological testing.
Rorschach,
thematic apperception. He fools them into origami. as you see. So you can imagine the stir your little visit is causing among my staff, Mr. Graham. If you care to share some insights...
Dr. Chilton, I'm sorry, I've got a 4:17 flight back to Atlanta.
Of course. Tell me, when you saw Lecter's murders, their style, so to speak, were you able, perhaps, to reconstruct his fantasies? And if so, did you jot down any impressions?
No.
Let me be frank, Mr. Graham. The first definitive analysis of Lecter will be a publisher's wet dream. I'd give you full credit, of course. Well, damn it, man. You must have some advice. You caught him. What was your trick?
I let him kill me.
That's the same atrocious aftershave you wore in court.
I keep getting it for Christmas.
Christmas? Yes. Did you get my card?
I got it, thank you.
So nice of the Bureau's crime lab to forward that. They wouldn't give me a home address.
Dr. Bloom sent me your article on surgical addiction in the Journal of Forensic Psychiatry. Very interesting, even to a layman.
You say you're a layman. But it was you who caught me. Wasn't it, Will? Do you know how you did it?
I got lucky.
I don't think you believe that.
In the transcript, what does it matter now?
Doesn't matter to me, Will.
I need your advice, Dr. Lecter.
Birmingham and Atlanta. You want to know how he's choosing them, don't you?
I thought you'd have some ideas. I'm asking you to tell me what they are.
Why should I?
There are things you don't have. Research materials, maybe even computer access. I'd speak to the chief of staff.
Ah, yes, Dr. Chilton. Gruesome, isn't he? He fumbles at your head like a freshman pulling at a panty girdle. If you recall, Will, our last collaboration ended rather messily.
He gets to the file on this case. And there's another reason.
I'm all ears.
I thought you might enjoy the challenge. Find out if you're smarter than the person I'm looking for.
Then by implication, you think you're smarter than I am, since it was you who caught me.
No, I know I'm not smarter than you.
Then how did you catch me?
You had disadvantages.
What disadvantages?
You're insane.
You're very tanned, Will, and your hands are so rough, not like a cop's hands anymore. And that shaving lotion is something a child would select. Has a little ship on the bottle, does it not? And how is young Josh and the lovely Molly? They're always in my thoughts, you know. You will not persuade me with appeals to my intellectual vanity.
I don't think I'll persuade you at all. You either do it or you won't.
Is that the case file?
Yes.
With photos? Let me keep them and I might consider it.
No.
Do you dream much, Will?
Goodbye, Dr. Lecter.
You haven't threatened to take away my books yet. Give me the file, then. And I'll tell you what I think. I need 1 hour and privacy. Just like old times, eh, Will? Very shy boy, Will. I'd love to meet him. Have you considered the possibility that he is disfigured, or that he may believe he is disfigured?
In the mirrors.
Yes. You notice he smashes all the mirrors in the houses, not just enough to get the pieces he wants. Of course, those shards in their eyes, so he can see himself there.
That's interesting.
That's not interesting. You thought of that before.
I had considered it. Uh-huh. What about the women?
Dead? Mere puppets. You need to see them living, the way they caught his eye.
That's impossible.
Almost, not quite. What were the yards like?
Big backyards. Fenced. Some hedges. Why?
Because if this pilgrim feels a special relationship with the moon, he might like to go outside and look at it. You ever seen blood in the moonlight? Well, it appears quite black. If one were nude, say, it would be better to have outdoor privacy for that sort of thing.
You think the yards might be a factor when he selects victims?
Oh, yes. And there will be more of them, of course. Victims. So you'll be wanting lots of these little chinwags, I take it.
I might not have time.
I do. I have oodles.
I need your opinion now.
Then here's one. You stink of fear under that cheap lotion. You stink of fear, Will, but you're not a coward. You fear me, but still you came here. You fear this shy boy, yet still you seek him out. Don't you understand, Will? You caught me because we are very much alike. Without our imaginations, we'd be like all those other poor dullards. Fear is the price of our instrument, but I can help you bear it.
You getting his face?
Yeah.
Okay, you got it?
Yeah.
All right, let's get the fuck out of here.
You sure you're okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
What do you think he meant by see them living?
I don't know, maybe nothing. It's hard to separate his bullshit. But I'm gonna make another pass at the Leeds house.
telling my mother on you.
Now I get my kiss. I want a kiss, the big romantic kind.
Won't nobody get in through here again. I'll guarantee it.
Why didn't he break in down there? It's more hidden.
Hell, that door's got deadbolt. Reckon he was in too big a hurry.
No, this one doesn't hurry. The children bury the cat, and then you waited for dark. You're proud. You had to sign your work.
Francis, I've never seen a child as dirty and disgusting as you. Look at you. You're soaking wet. Get out of my bed.
No.
Go back up to your room.
Girl, you're hurting me.
Shut up, you filthy little beast. I should have put you in an orphanage, grandson or not. Into the bathroom. Take off your nightshirt and wipe yourself off. Hurry up. Now give me my scissors from the medicine chest.
Please, Mom.
Take that filthy thing in your hand and stretch it out.
No, Grandma.
Now.
Please.
Look down. Do you want me to cut it off? Do you?
No, Grandma.
I pledge you my word, Francis. If you ever make your bed dirty again, I'll cut it off. Understand?
Oh, good boy.
Good boy, I promise.
nice of you to visit again.
He carved this on a tree near the Jacoby house with a buck knife.
The same one later used on Charles Lane's.
Yes.
Take a walk with me.
He had a second tool, too. A bolt cutter. He used that to clear his view. But I don't think that's what he brought it for. Too heavy, too awkward. And he had to carry it a long way.
And what do we make of that symbol?
Asian studies at Langley identified it as a Chinese character. It appears on a Mahjong piece. It marks the Red Dragon.
Red Dragon, correct. This boy begins to interest me.
Doctor, we don't know what greater meaning the symbol might have.
Do you like my little exercise cage, Will? My so-called lawyer is always nagging Dr. Chilton for better accommodations. I don't know which is the greater fool. Mm-hmm.
Perhaps if you could offer some insight.
A robin redbreast in a cage puts all heaven in a rage. Ever been a redbreast, Will? Of course you have. I'm allowed 30 minutes in here once a week. Get to the point.
I think he meant to use the bolt cutter to enter the house, but he didn't. Instead, he broke in through the patio doors. The noise woke Jacoby, and he had to shoot him on the stairs. That wasn't planned. It was sloppy, and that's not like him.
We mustn't judge too harshly, Will. It was his first time. Have you never felt a sudden rush of panic? Yeah, that's the fear we talked about. It takes experience to master it. You sensed who I was back when I was committing what you call my crimes.
Yes.
So you were hurt not by a fault in your perception or your instincts, but because you failed to act on them until it was too late.
You could say that.
But you're wiser now.
Yes.
Imagine what you would do, Will, if you could go back in time.
Put two in your head before you could palm that stiletto.
Mm-hmm. Very good, Will. You know, I believe we're making progress. And that's what our pilgrim is doing. He is refining his methods. He is evolving. Oh, the case file mentioned videos of the Leeds family. I'd like to see those.
No.
Why not?
It would be obscene.
You don't make it easy, do you? Still, one aims to please. I'll call you if I think of anything else. Would you perhaps like to leave me your home number?
That's the end of our session, Doctor.
For now. It was only his first time. Already in Atlanta, he did much better. Rest assured, my dear Will, this one will give you plenty of exercise. My love to Molly and Josh.
Go to the back of the cell, Dr. Lecter. Face the wall. If you turn around before you hear the lock snap, you'll get a dive. Understood?
Yes, indeed.
Got 10 minutes. Talk to your lawyer. Starting now.
Thanks so much, Bonnie.
Robespierre, Robin. Robin call four, Robin fainting. Ta-da! Redbreast in a cage, 406.9. Ah, a robin redbreast in a cage puts all heaven in a rage.
Yeah, that's it.
William Blake, Auguries of Innocence.
Think you got it?
Yeah, we should have. We have some books of Blake's paintings, too. Want to see them?
Yeah, thanks.
Psychology Department, University of Chicago, Dr. Bloom's office.
Oh, hi, this is Bob Greer at Bain & Edwards Publishing. Dr. Bloom asked me to send a copy of The Psychiatrist and the Law to Will Graham, and his assistant was supposed to give me the address and phone number, but darn it, she never did.
Gee, I'm just a temp. Linda will be in on Monday.
Gosh, and I have to catch FedEx in about 5 minutes. I hate to bother Dr. Bloom about it home, because he told Linda to send it, and I don't want to get her into trouble. It's right there in her Rolodex or whatever. I'll dance at your wedding if you read it to me. Be darling and flip that little old rascal, and I won't take up any more of your time. Graham, comma, well.
All right, just a minute. Gibson Gordon. Graham. It doesn't give the address of his house.
What does it have, dear?
FBI, 935 Pennsylvania Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Oh, and let's see. Here it is. P.O. Box 3680, Marathon, Florida.
Marathon?
Yes.
That's fine. You're an angel.
I'm Francis Dollarhide. I've come for the package of infrared.
All right. Put your back against the door and come forward 3 steps till you feel tile under your feet. And there's a stool just on the left. Same Mr. D who's head of tech services, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm Raven McLean. Just a second more and we'll get you some light. Okay. Here we go. So, what do you need the IR for?
It's for the zoo. They want to photograph the nocturnal animals.
That's great. I love animals. I gotta warn you, though. This stuff is pretty sensitive. It can be mean to handle. But I guess I don't need to tell you that.
Oh, Mr. D. Oh, I'm not interrupting anything here, am I?
No, Ralph.
Listen, Reba, it's starting to spritz outside. How about I give you a lift home?
You ride a motorcycle, Ralph. How's that going to help me with the rain?
I thought maybe stop off someplace, have ourselves a little sundowner.
I've already got a ride.
That's cool. That's cool. No problemo.
If there's anything I hate worse than pity, it's fake pity. Especially from a walking hard-on like Ralph Mandy. Sorry.
I have no pity.
Ride with me.
Thanks, but I take the bus all the time.
Mandy is a fool. Ride with me. For my pleasure.
You want to come in? I'll fix us a drink. Maybe another time.
I will. Come in.
When is the zoo project?
Maybe next week. They'll call.
I love zoos. In fact, One of my earliest memories is seeing a cougar when I was about 5. I didn't lose my sight till I was 7. Diphtheria. Could you hand me that knife? Anyway, I've always tried to hang on to what that cougar looked like. Although by now, to tell you the truth, what I see in my head is probably not in the least bit like a cougar. It's more like a donkey or a goat. You know, sometimes I'm not so sure I really saw him. Maybe he's just something I dreamed up. You okay?
Uh-huh.
You don't say much, do you?
No, I guess not.
Let's talk about something for a minute and get it out of the way, okay? I can hear that you've had some kind of soft palate repair. But I understand you fine because you speak very well. If you don't want to talk to me, that's cool. But I hope that you will, because I know what it's like to have people always thinking that you're different.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good.
May I touch your face? I want to know if you're smiling or frowning. I want to know whether I should just shut up or not.
Take my word that I'm smiling. I have to go.
If I offended you, I didn't mean to.
No.
I've been to their house, yeah, but I still don't have much sense of what the Jacobys were really like. It would help me if I could see some of their personal effects. Diaries, letters. Do you have those things, Mr. Metcalf?
Oh, I sure do. I mean, other than one or two little keepsakes Niles Jacoby got.
That would be Mr. Jacoby's surviving son by his first wife?
Yeah, that's right. As their executor, I keep all that stuff here in the office, along with some of the smaller valuables, till after probate. But the Birmingham PD's been all through it.
Could you pack those things and ship them up to me? I hate to ask. I know it's a pain in the ass.
Ah, hell. Probate judge is an old golfing buddy of mine. Son, just tell me you're gonna nail that sumbitch.
We're doing our best.
Will?
Hey, thanks, Mr. Metcalf, thanks.
A note hidden in Lecter's cell. Sounds like a fan letter might have been mailed by the Tooth Fairy. He wants Lecter's approval. He's curious about you. He's asking questions. I've already scrambled the chopper.
Does Lecter know we have the note?
Not yet. It was found during a routine cleanup.
They don't open his mail?
Can't. Need a warrant. X-rays only.
Where's Lecter now?
Still in the holding cage.
Can he see his cell from there?
No. But he's already been there almost half an hour. Pretty soon he'll start to wonder what's wrong.
We gotta buy time, Jack.
Dr. Chilton. Yes, sir. Call your building superintendent or engineer, whoever's in charge. Tell him to pull the circuit breakers on Lecter's hall. Have the super walk down the hall past the holding cell carrying tools. He'll be in a hurry, pissed off, too busy to answer any questions. Got it? And don't forget, don't touch the note, okay? Graham's on his way.
Listen up! We've got a note coming in on the fly, possibly from the Tooth Fairy. Number one priority, it has to go back to Lecter's cell within the hour, unmarked. We'll need hair and fiber, latent prints, then documents. I'll walk it through myself. Let's go, people.
My dear Dr. Lecter, I wanted to tell you I'm delighted that you've taken an interest in me. And when I learned of your vast correspondence, I thought, dare I? Of course I do. I don't believe you'll tell them who I am. Besides, what particular body I currently occupy is trivial. The important thing is what I am becoming. I know that you alone can understand this transformation. I have some things I'd love to show you. If circumstances permit, I hope we can correspond. I have admired you for years and have a complete collection of your press notices. Actually, I think of them as unfair reviews. As unfair as mine. They do like to sling demeaning nicknames, don't they? The Tooth Fairy. What could be more inappropriate? It would shame me for you to read that. If I didn't know, you had suffered the same distortions in the press.
I'm fed up with this bloody stupid building.
Every day something breaking. I swear they'll...
How much longer do we have?
10 minutes, max.
Instructions for answering were probably in the section that Lecter tore out. I don't get it. Why not just throw the whole note away?
It was full of compliments. Couldn't bear to part with them.
Now we can mash just a little. You're so sly. But so am I. Aniline dyes and colored inks are transparent to infrared. These could be the tips of T's here and here. On the end, that's a P or possibly an R.
Maybe this is where he's telling Lecter how to answer him.
Jack, there's only one safe way to carry on a conversation that's one-way blind.
Publication. Wait a minute. We know this sweetheart reads the Tatler. That's in his note, right? The Tooth Fairy. They made that up.
Three T's and an R in Tatler.
So how do you communicate through a tabloid? You got what? News stories?
Personals. Personals. What if the killer wants Lecter to answer him through the personal columns?
That could be it.
We're going to need proofs of those pages before the next Tatler's published.
I'm on it.
Investigator Graham interests me. Not your standard gumshoe, is he? More alert, purposeful looking. You should have taught him not to meddle. Forgive the stationery. I chose it because it will dissolve very quickly if you should have to swallow it. If I hear from you next time, I might send you something wet. Until then, dear doctor, I remain your most avid fan.
Tatler got an ad order signed 666. Baltimore postmark on the envelope. Set to run this afternoon. Chicago field office is sending the text through now. Dear Pilgrim.
That's it. That's it. Lecter called him a pilgrim when we talked.
You honor me. You're very beautiful. Christ. I offer 100 prayers for your safety. Find help in John 622, 816, 91, Luke 17.
Code.
Has to be.
We've got 19 minutes to get a message in if we can break this. The Tatler can't hold its presses any longer.
It's something simple. They only needed cover against casual readers. I'm thinking it's a book code.
Book code?
The first numeral, 100 prayers, could be the page number. The paired numbers after that could be line and letter, but what book?
Not the Bible.
No, he's got Galatians 15:2 here. Galatians only has 6 chapters. Same with Jonah 6:8. Jonah has 4 chapters. He wasn't using a Bible.
Then the Tooth Fairy named the book to use. He specified it in his note in the part Lecter tore out.
It would appear so. What about sweating, Lecter? In a mental hospital, I would think drugs...
No. They tried sodium emetol on him 3 years ago, trying to find out where he buried a Princeton student. He gave him a recipe for dip. Besides, if we sweat him, we lose the connection.
If the Tooth Fairy picked the book, then it's something he knew Lecter would have in his cell.
Can we get a list of his books?
From Chilton, maybe. No, wait. Rankin and Willingham, when they tossed his cell, took Polaroids so they could put everything back in place.
Ask them to meet me with pictures of his bookshelves.
Where?
The library.
Will, I'm leery of letting Lecter's message run without knowing what it says.
I said let this one run. We keep working on the code. At least it'll encourage Tooth Fairy to contact him again.
What if it encourages him to do something besides write?
I don't like this any better than you. But it's our best shot.
Oh,
my God.
Hello?
Jack, it's Lloyd Bowman. I solved the code. You need to know what it says right now.
Okay, Lloyd.
It says, Graham Home, Marathon, Florida. Save yourself, kill them all.
Yeah.
Bowman just broke the code.
What does it say? I'll tell you in a second. Now listen to me, everything is okay.
I've taken care of it, so stay on the phone when I tell you.
Tell me now.
Lefty gave the bastard your home address.
Lefty, wait.
Will?
Will!
Is he after you now?
No. Lecter just suggested it to him. I hate this, Molly. I'm sorry.
It's a sick feeling.
I know it is. But you'll be safe here. Crawford's brother owns this place. No one in the world knows you're here.
I'd just as soon not talk about Crawford.
Beneath the yellow folder, you'll find your latest rejection slip from the archives. It was brought to me by mistake with some of my archives mail. I'm afraid I opened it without looking. Sorry.
I think we'll remove Dr. Lecter's toilet seat as well. The PD nailed him. He had a fake bureau ID and was trying to get the Leeds family autopsy photos. It's the federal beef, so Atlanta kicked him back to us. Personally, I'd like nothing better than to see this dirt sandwich pulling 5'11 worth. But maybe there's a better way to handle this.
Yeah, what's that?
I think we ought to give him a story.
The Tooth Fairy's ugly, and he's impotent with members of the opposite sex. Also, he sexually molests his male victims.
While they're alive?
Sorry, I can't go into those details. Mm-hmm. But we do also speculate that he's the product of an incestuous home.
Mm-hmm.
No wonder the creep's such a loser, right? That's a tip we got from Dr. Lecter, by the way.
Right, so it's true that Lecter's actually helping with your investigation?
Yes, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor was offended that a bottom-feeding lowlife like the Tooth Fairy would consider himself in the same league.
Okay. Tell me about this place you got here. Well, your Washington hideaway.
This is just an apartment I'm borrowing till this creep goes down in flames.
Mm.
I keep copies of all the evidence here so that I can work on it late at night.
Mm.
Make sure you can read the name on that building.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got enough. Just remember, I scratch your back, you scratch mine. If my story draws the fairy in any kind of attack on Graham and you nail the scumbag, I get an exclusive.
Fuck you, Lance.
When we see the story in print, then we'll consider what to do about your sealed indictment.
Yeah, yeah. All right, it's a pleasure doing business with you. Chumps.
I feel like I need a shower.
You okay with this?
Better he comes after me than Molly and Josh. So, yeah, I'm okay with it.
I wish we had something better, but there's only 10 days till the next full moon. We've got to rattle his cage. We'll stake out this apartment and put snipers on the nearby rooftops. Also, you'll have a moving box tail 24-7 in your car, on the street, wherever you go. You'll wear the Kevlar at all times. No exceptions.
You again? Come back at 4 a.m. when I open, all right? Hey, I told you!
What? You told me what?
Doing here?
Atoning, Mr. Lowndes.
I haven't seen your face. I couldn't possibly identify you. I work for the National Tattler. Would pay a big reward. A big reward for me. In a half a million, like a million. Maybe.
Do you know who I am, Mr. Lowndes?
No. And I don't want to know. You know. Believe me.
According to you, I'm a vicious, perverted sexual failure. A bottom-feeding lowlife who's about to go down in flames. I think you know now, don't you?
Yes.
Do you understand what I'm doing, Mr. Lowndes?
No. But I'd like to. I really want to understand. And then all my readers could understand, too.
I am not a man. I began as one. But each being that I change makes me more than a man. As you will witness.
I don't need to see you. No.
Oh, but you must, Mr. Lowndes. You're a reporter. You're here to report. Open your eyes and look at me.
No.
If you won't open them yourself, I'll staple your eyelids to your forehead. Open your eyes!
Jesus. Oh, God.
She wants to know what I am?
More than anything, I was afraid to ask.
Do you see now?
Yeah, I see.
Oh, God. This is Jacoby in human form. Do you see?
Yes.
Mrs. Leeds in human form. Do you see?
Yes.
Mrs. Jacoby changing.
Oh, my God.
Mrs. Leeds changing. Do you see? Mrs. Jacoby reborn. Do you see? Mrs. Leeds reborn. Do you see?
Please, no.
No? No what?
Not me. Not me.
Why did you write lies, Mr. Lowndes?
Graham told me to lie, Graham. It wasn't me.
Will you tell the truth now?
Yes.
About me. My work?
Oh, yes.
My becoming?
Yeah.
I am the dragon, and you call me insane. You are privy to a great becoming, and you recognize nothing. You are an ant in the afterbirth. It is in your nature to do one thing correctly. Before me, you rightly tremble. But fear is not what you owe me, Mr. Lowndes. You owe me all. Read. That's all, Mr. Lowndes. You did very well.
You let me go now?
Soon. There's one more way I can help you to better understand.
I want to understand. I do, and I'm really going to be fair from now on. You know that. Hello?
We can let this tie us up in knots, or we can learn from it. Maybe even use it to catch the bastard.
He had to have a van or panel truck to move Lowndes around in that big old wheelchair.
Mm-hmm. Go on, anybody.
He had to already have the wheelchair, too, or know where to get one fast. It's an antique, not the kind of thing you find around the house.
Does it strike anybody that he set this up in one hell of a hurry? The Tyler comes off the press Monday night. By Tuesday morning, he's in Chicago snatching Lowndes. He either lives in the Chicago area, or he's within a driving radius of, call it 6 hours. Find out within this area where the Tyler was available for early distribution Monday night.
Start with the airports and all-night newsstands. Maybe some newsie remembers an odd customer. Lloyd, this cassette, enhance the audio. Maybe you can pick up something in the background. Beverly, Jimmy, that wheelchair, I want the maker, date, possible sources. Graham and I will coordinate from Chicago. Let's hustle.
There's not going to be any answers in Chicago, Jack. Okay, I mean, Lowndes, that was a bonus. That was just a chance to show off. It doesn't even fit his pattern. The leads and the Jacobies are what he needs. I think I should go back to Baltimore.
After what he tried to pull?
I think Lecter picked up on something in the missing part of that note. Maybe not a name, but something. Enough to narrow the search.
Even if he did, he won't tell you.
Not unless I can offer him something.
Congratulations, Will. That was most artistic, the way you disposed of the annoying Mr. Lowndes.
Your cell looks bigger with no books in it.
Does it? I hadn't noticed.
Well, you will.
I have other resources. Tell me, Will, did you enjoy it? Your first murder? Of course you did, and why shouldn't it feel good? It does to God. Why, only last week in Texas, he dropped a whole church roof on the heads of 34 of his worshippers, just as they were groveling through a hymn. He wouldn't begrudge you one journalist.
Put me next to him, Doctor.
Are you in some SWAT team? Oh, well. Where's the fun in that?
He'll have to take his chances, too. A roof can fall on anybody.
But not on Molly and Josh, I take it. Not yet, anyway. First he kills the pet, then the family. Freddy was your pet.
They're safe now.
No one will ever be safe around you, Will. Clever work on his note, by the way. And that blackout was an especially nice touch.
What else was in that note, Doctor? Put me next to him. That's what you want, isn't it? To help him succeed where you failed? Twice? Give him a chance to kill me.
Go on, then. Seduce me with your wares.
Full restoration of your privileges. Plus computer access to the AMA archives. 1 hour a week, under supervision, of course, but this is a one-time offer. It expires the minute I walk out of here.
Bit measly, don't you think?
Turn it down, then. See what kind of terms you get from Chilton.
Ooh. Are these threats, William?
I'm waiting, Doctor, or maybe you've got nothing left to sell.
A little sample, then. Why not? Seen the Blake, have you?
Yes.
No, you've looked but not seen. Transformation is the key. The man dragon. His ugliness transformed by power. Look for a military record with combat training. Look for extensive tattooing and corrective surgery, most likely to the face.
Come on, I'm past all that already, and you know it. Now give me what I need. How is he choosing the women?
I've already suggested how. The answer was right in front of you. You looked but didn't see.
Bullshit! No riddles! Just tell me.
No. It's your turn. I asked you before for a small courtesy, and you responded rudely. Before I tell you anything more, you will make certain arrangements for me.
What kind of arrangements?
Oh, nothing much. Shall we say, dinner and a show?
You ready to tell me what kind of outing this is?
No.
You're just full of surprises, aren't you, Dee?
Yep.
He's about 6 feet away. Can you smell him?
Yeah.
Now, he's a little noisy, but he's sedated, I assure you. Okay. Dr. Hasler's about to fix his broken tooth.
Glad you could come, Miss McLean. We appreciate the infrared film, by the way.
Two more steps. I'll put your left hand on the edge of the table. He's right in front of you. Take your time.
Dee. I'm here. You go ahead.
Try this.
Nine steps from the front door to the clock, and three more to this room. Sorry, force of habit. That beautiful tiger, this house, this music. I don't think anybody knows you at all, Dee. Everybody wonders about you, though, especially the women.
What do they want to know?
They find you very mysterious and interesting.
Did they tell you how I look?
They said that you have a remarkable body. That you're very sensitive about your face, but you shouldn't be. Oh, and they asked me if you are as strong as you look.
And?
I said I didn't know. Here you are. Do you want to know what I think about it? Could you show me where the bathroom is?
To do a little work.
Sure. If I'm keeping you from working,
no,
I'll go.
I want you to be here. I do. It's just a tape I need to watch. It won't take long.
You need to hear it, too?
No.
May I keep the music?
Uh-huh.
About
some people I'm going to meet.
So then it's what? It's a corporate promo, some kind of homework.
Homework.
Good idea. It's so important to be prepared. Oh my God. Are you him?
I won't give her to you.
No.
Please, just for a little while. Nice. She's okay.
Thank you.
terrific time last night, Dee. But this morning, you seem like a different person. Is something wrong?
I have to go now. I have to go away.
Where?
On a trip.
When will I see you again?
Reba, you have to get out. Get out now.
Dear Mr. Graham, here are the Jacoby's personal effects as discussed. I hope these things might help you. Good hunting. Byron Metcalf.
How many more times are we going to watch this?
To see them living, he said. Right in front of you. It's something about these home movies. Lecter keeps saying, you looked but didn't see.
Lecter says a lot of things. Sad damn thing. But we already knew that. Well, we can't afford to let Lecter waste
our... No, no. Again.
Your dissertation must be nearly finished by now, Mr. Crane.
Nearly.
It's so nice to finally be able to connect the face with the name after all our correspondence. But you know, you don't look at all like I imagined you would.
What did you think I'd look like?
Different.
Right there. There. Right there. That's what he wanted the bolt cutter for. To cut that padlock and go in through the basement. But that's a different door. I don't get it. The one I saw was flush steel with deadbolts.
Jacoby had a new door installed. Beginning of January, I think. It's in here somewhere. You think he cased the house while the old door was still there?
He brought the bolt cutter, didn't he? He was sure he'd need it.
Why case it almost 2 months in advance then not check it again?
I don't know, but he was ready with the bolt cutter, just like at the Leeds house, only there he was ready with the glass cutter.
He must have seen the glass pane in the Leeds' kitchen door when he was walking through the neighborhood.
No, you can't see that door from the yard. There's a porch lattice in the way. Jack, he knew the inside of the houses.
Remarkable, isn't it? 200 years old. Yet so fresh. So vivid. He almost looks alive, doesn't he?
Thank you.
Mr. Metcalf, do you still have the Jacoby's check stubs and credit card statements? We're looking for any kind of service, call, or purchase that might have required a stranger to come into the house. A repairman or a delivery guy. Yeah. I know we already checked that, but now we've got to go back much further, all the way to before January. Yeah.
No caller.
Hurry, it's urgent.
No caller.
Metcalf.
No caller. The dog had no collar in a neighborhood full of dogs, but he knew which one was theirs. Same with the Jacoby's cat. No collar, but he knew. He knew about the padlock. He knew about the pane of glass. He knew the layout. He knew how to get in. Every goddamn thing he needed to know was on this. Oh, Jesus. Is Metcalf still on the phone? Give him. Byron, it's Graham. Listen, you said Niles Jacoby took a few keepsakes. Do you have a list?
Yeah, right.
I need to know if one of the things he took was a home video. A full-length VHS tape compiled from shorter tapes.
One video.
Yes? It's Chromalux.
We just got a fax.
An incident at the Brooklyn Museum. Guy attacked two employees and get this. Ate the Blake painting.
That's him. It's gotta be.
That painting meant so much to him. Why destroy it? And why didn't he kill those two women at the museum? They both got a good look at him.
Maybe he's trying to stop.
You've got a hunch. I've got 382 employees, and they've got a union. I can't just turn you guys loose on their files, not without a court order. There are privacy issues here. The company's exposure.
One of those employees has already killed 11 people that we know of. If it gets away tonight, what's the company's exposure on that?
Let me get our lawyers down here. I'm sure you guys can work something
out. We don't have time,
Mr. Crawford.
Listen to me. We're looking for a white male, 25 to 35. He's right-handed. He has brown hair. Listen, please. This guy's very strong. He's possibly a bodybuilder. He might have some kind of facial disfigurement. He drives a van or a panel truck.
That sounds like Mr. D.
Oh, my God.
Who's Mr. D?
It's Francis Dollarhide. He's our manager of technical services.
What does that mean? What does he do exactly?
He maintains the equipment for tape transfers.
Would he have access to people's home videotapes?
He has access to every tape that comes through here.
Thanks for dinner, Ralph, and thanks for letting me vent.
Hey, look. No problemo. Reba, listen. I know it's not my place to say this.
Go on.
Well, if Dollarhide is really as moody as you say he is, maybe you ought to keep a little distance. I mean, what do you really know about the guy?
I appreciate your concern, Ralph, really. And I promise I'll give it some thought. Hey. Have a great vacation.
Thanks. See you in a week.
Good night.
Have a great time.
Good night.
Good night.
Wake up.
You wandered around in the house while I was asleep, didn't you? The other night?
Did you find something odd? Did you take it and show it to somebody? Did you do that?
What's happening?
Shh! Sit still, or he'll hear us.
Who will?
He's upstairs. He wants you, Reba. I thought he was gone, but now he's back.
You're scaring me.
Shh! Shh! I didn't want to give you to him. I did a thing for you today so he couldn't have you.
I was wrong. You made me weak. And then you hurt me.
Me, I know you like me. Take me with you.
Take you with me? Yes. Put out your hand. Feel this. That's a shotgun, Reba. 12-gauge Magnum. Do you know what it'll do? I wish I could have trusted you. I wanted to trust you. You felt so good.
So did you, Dee. Please don't hurt me now.
It's all over for me. I can't leave you to him. You know what he'll do? He'll fight you to death. He'll hurt you so bad. I can't let that happen. It's better if you go with me.
Yes, God, get us out of here.
I'll shoot you and then myself.
Oh, Dee, help me.
I have to shoot you.
No.
Reba. I can't do it. I can't do it.
The place.
God.
All
damn
units, it's his house is burning.
FBI! Frank the Dollarhide! Frank the Dollarhide, where is he?
He's in there. He's dead. He's dead. He's dead.
You know that.
He shot himself in the face. I put my hand in him. He set fire to the house. He was on the phone.
I'd like to come back again before I leave town. See how you're doing.
Sure, why not? Who could resist a charmer like me?
You know, whatever part of him was still human was only kept alive because of you. You probably saved some lives.
You didn't draw a freak, okay? You drew a man with a freak on his back.
I should have known.
Oh, no, sometimes you don't. Trust me, I've been there myself. Listen to me. There was plenty wrong with Dollarhide, but there's nothing wrong with you. Except your hair. Your hair is a train wreck. Can we please do something about that for next time, maybe? Please? That would be nice.
Thank you.
Just get some rest. You're gonna be fine.
We found this in his safe. You might want to take the first look. You've earned it.
His journal, it was sad. It was just so sad. I couldn't help feeling sorry for him. He wasn't born a monster. This guy was made one through years and years of abuse. Hey.
Hey, Dad. Can we make s'mores?
S'mores?
Yeah, s'mores.
Yeah. All right. You're on.
Go look in the pantry.
Okay.
Crawford. Jack, those remains are found in the rubble. They're not Dollarhide's.
What are you talking about? His goddamn dentures were there.
But not his bones. Wrong DNA.
And whose are they?
St. Louis PD is looking for a Chromalux employee named Ralph Mandy. He was supposed to be on vacation, so nobody missed him for a week.
What is taking him so long?
Are you kidding? It takes him 20 minutes to get out of bed in the morning.
Yeah, but now I have a serious marshmallow Jones.
Josh, what are you doing?
Do it now, Gumshoe. Your son is about to change. Then your wife. You can watch. Then I'll take care of you.
Look at you.
I've never seen a child as disgusting as you. You pissed your pants? How dare you? You dirty little beast. You want me to cut it off? Is that what you want me to do, you little freak? You want me to cut it off? Do you? Don't quiet me, you little faggot! Apologize. Say I'm sorry, Daddy. I'm a dirty little beast. I'm a freak. Say it.
No.
Say it.
Daddy.
Say it or I will cut it off. I'm a dirty little beast. Freak. Hair lip. And no one will ever love me. Run! Run! Ow! Get down! You okay?
Dear Will, you must be healed by now. On the outside, at least. I hope you're not too ugly. What a collection of scars you have. Never forget who gave you the best of them, and be grateful. Our scars have the power to remind us that the past was real. We live in a primitive time, don't we, Will? Neither savage nor wise. Half measures are the curse of it. Any rational society would either kill me or put me to some use. Do you dream much, Will? I think of you often. Your old friend, Hannibal Lecter.
Hannibal, there's someone here to see you. Wants to ask you a few questions. I said you'd probably refuse.
A young woman says she's from the FBI, though she's far too pretty, if you ask me. I'll tell her you said no.
What is her name?